Let's turn our focus back to Rugby League. 7 News Brisbane reporter Chris Garry is on the line to give us the latest from the Queensland Origin camp. Good morning to you, Chris.
Hey, Matt. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. What's been the reaction in Queensland Origin camp, especially to the hullabaloo around the selection of Reece Walsh?
Bemusement. There's certainly frustration about Gus Gould's comments. A few conspiracy theories flying around about that. So, hang on a second. Yeah, a few conspiracy theories flying around about that.
Mm. And
that Gus Gould.
What are they, mate?
Gus Gould was basically doing it on purpose to rattle Reece Walsh. So that's there's a few questions being asked from Queensland officials that, hey, Gus Gould had his New South Wales Blues hat on when he made those comments, deliberately putting those out there so that Reece Walsh would be asked about them the next day and negative thoughts would enter his head. Makes sense. It's certainly quite a master plan from Gus Gould, but he's a very smart man.
It makes sense on state lines, and I got to be honest, I was thinking about that, Chris, when I saw Gus's comments. I thought, why, you know, you don't say anything when you're somebody like Phil Gould without knowing what the effect is going to be. However, he's working with the New Zealand Warriors, so it might make sense on state lines, but certainly not on club lines.
Yeah, that's fair. That's the chink in the conspiracy theory, isn't it?
Yes.
But he's a very passionate Blues man, Gus. I sort of think he may have understood what was happening. It'd be naive to think that he wouldn't understand what that would do to Reece Walsh and the questions that would follow up from his statements. But here's the thing. Reece Walsh is one of the most confident kids I've ever met. You talk to anyone around him and they say that he is just, he's not fazed. He's not bothered. And this is the issue with his departure from the Broncos, is that Reece had an absolute determination this year that he was ready to play in the NRL. And when Kevin Walters told him he was probably 6 months to possibly another off-season away, he basically was like, hang on, I don't think that. I was there at training all off-season, watching him absolutely carve up every opposed session. He was one of, if not the best players for the Broncos in their pre-season training. He was ready. And when Kevin Walters said to him, we think you need a year in the Queensland Cup before you play NRL, he was like, hang on, I've just been carving up at all the pre-season opposed sessions here. I'm ready now. And that's when him and his management started to look elsewhere.
Yeah, which is then sort of draws you to the which way do you look at it approach. Are they throwing him to the wolves here if it goes pear-shaped for Queensland again and he's, you know, scarred for life almost? Or does it turn out the other way where it's a brilliant move and only time is going to tell that one, and we'll only find that out on Sunday night? How's Jai Arrow? Is he still with us?
Yeah, he's still alive. He got out of hospital late yesterday afternoon. So he'll be fine. It's just one of those things that he did have a skin infection. You go to hospital, you get it treated quickly so that he's fine to play. But just back on being scarred for life, which NRL players really have been? Maybe Jared Mullen, maybe Mitchell Pearce, but he ended up winning a series. Justin Hodges famously had that debacle of a game one when he was hooked. But he had an outstanding career for both Queensland and clubs. So it's very rare that Origin does actually scar you. I think Reece will be fine. He's a fantastic player. He'll be him and Kalyn Ponga will be fighting for that number one jersey for the next decade.
Yeah, and as we've been discussing this morning, and as you point out there, you know, 18-year-old kids coming into the NRL these days are very, very different to what we used to see. They want their generation now, that's how they want to work, and they're not fazed by the big moments. Any of the other selections, I mean, it's obviously a different team for a number of reasons. Josh Papali'i comes back in. That is a huge in. And then you've got the Ben Hunt, Andrew McCulloch situation. So how are you expecting that to play out? Can you see McCulloch getting a lot of time or just a short burst and Hunt comes on?
Yeah, I think Hunt will be on at the 30th-ish minute, and I think he'll play until about the 65th, 70th. I think Hunt will and McCulloch will basically both get about 40 minutes there. Hunt has been an excellent Origin player at hooker as a bench utility. He was voted a player of the series from the Queensland players themselves a couple of years ago. So he's a really good Origin player. I guess one of the selections that's confused people and raised some eyebrows is David Fifita onto the bench. Mm. But Paul Green is looking for some impact there off the bench, so I understand that, especially get him out there when some players are a bit tired, They look up and there's Dave Perfetto, one of, if not the best athlete in the game, coming at them. Jai Arrow to the back row, though, I'm not sure if that's the answer. And also just the centres staying the same. Problem for Queensland is we just don't have the players that New South Wales does. So Kurt Caulfield, Dane Gagai, who do you replace them with? There was talk of Hamiso Tabawai. I know Greeny actually really considered him and really thinks he's an Origin player of the future, but he's not ready for that arena. So they had to stick with those guys. And I think defensively, Kurt Capel was actually okay last week. And Gagai played after battling tonsillitis all week. So this will be a much better Queensland team. They have to win. Their desire and effort will be significantly increased. And that's one of the things surprisingly that players mentioned to me yesterday is that they admitted they didn't have the effort and desire that New South Wales has. And that's a very rare from the Maroon side.
Absolutely. You touched on Kevvy Walters there. We've been trying to wrap our head around this morning the article written by Peter Bedell about Chris Johns, Broncos legend, resigning as the old boys chairman. Comes off the back of Ben Eichen coming in now as the new head of football. You've got your new CEO there. We're trying to work out what he means when he says, my frustration at what I think is a lack of support and respect to Kevvy. How's this story being treated up north?
Oh, look, it hasn't really gained a lot of traction because it's an old boys network, and Chris Johns, you know, won premierships, et cetera, and deserves to have a voice, and, you know, and be critical of the club. It's a bit of an odd one. It is interesting, though. But Chris Johns has been very, very outspoken about the Broncos lately, and was a major supporter of Kevin Walters. And obviously he feels Ben Eichen may not have Kevin Walters' best interests at heart, which I find hard to believe. Kevvy and Ben worked on Fox Sports for a decade. So, it's a bit of an odd one. I really think that Ben Eichen is a good appointment. What I really like about it is that Ben has been exceptionally critical of the Broncos' recruitment, and he's put his hand up and said, I can fix it, which is rare. A lot of people would normally just shout from the sidelines. I'm mates with Peter Nolan. He was sacked last week. Mm. Unfortunately, that's just the nature of the business. The results weren't there. They've already sacked Wayne. They've already sacked Seibold. They've sacked players. You know, when the results don't come, people have to be held accountable.
And the only way's up, Chris, isn't it? Because they're anchored at the bottom of the premiership table yet again, which was exactly the reason why Kevvy Walters was brought in to lift them up from that wooden spoon. Appreciate your time this morning, mate. We'll catch it all on 7 News tonight.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it, mate.
Chris Garry there, up in Brisbane, 7 News sport reporter across everything. Have your say, 0457 736 736. Already Matt's dived in and said, absolutely ridiculous comment about Gus Gould. His only interest is Rhys Walsh. To suggest otherwise is embarrassing. Well, it's the conspiracy theory, wasn't it? So it's not actually the comment about it. It's the conspiracy theory up north. They're saying, why? Why would you come out and say that, especially when you're at the New Zealand Warriors? In fact, I think I heard this morning that Gus is stuck over there. I'm pretty sure Vossie said that this morning, that he's flown over to New Zealand but is stuck there because of this border and bubble shutdown situation. Brett says on the line, g'day, Matt, why are you giving Ben Simmons so much airtime? I'm embarrassed that he's a so-called Australian and he's never shown that. Thanks for that, Brett. There is another text here from the Dragon Whisperer. Good call. This one, don't know if you've touched on Paddy Mills pouring in his time and money into Indigenous sporting youth during the week. He should be commended and shows what one person can do to make a difference. Imagine the change if we could do that as a country. Thank you very much, Dragon Whisperer. That's a good shout out, especially to people like Paddy Mills. And just finally on the text line, just for this little bit, Matt, I love rugby league. For your information, but this weekend, Le Tour de France starts and we have some Aussies competing for jerseys. Blackie Shark, thumbs up, says Blackie. Good on you, mate. Thank you. Yep, we'll be covering that as soon as the tour gets underway. We like to keep across absolutely everything, but we need to take a break right now. Paul Sebastiani from Bet Deluxe will be with me soon.